Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sue Barnes up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning.
Sue, the Country Players are at it again. You have a performance and dinner plan coming up. So tell us about when, where, and you know what we need to know to get there.
Okay, we're performing about our 35th annual dinner theater. It will be the 8th and 9th of March, this coming weekend. And it's at the Agra Hall out at the fairgrounds in Audubon County. We have a Saturday night performance, which is at 7:30, and a Sunday matinee performance, which is at 1:30. Both of these include meals.
Sounds good.
The meals are always delicious.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. So we need to come a little earlier than the times that the performance starts.
Yes, the doors will open on Saturday night at 6, and on Sunday they will open at 11.
So when you come in, then do you like get your go through a buffet and get your dinner,
yes,
and then find your seat or find your seat and then get your dinner?
We have an Italian theme this year for our meal.
Okay, that sounds.
And then we have some pre-show entertainment, which will start later, and that's always a delightful thing to watch. And then the play starts.
All right, and there are, of course, many talented people in the area that you recruit to be a part of this. And I'm guessing, although it's a lot of work, it's also a lot of fun for all the performers.
It really is. I think this year we have 8 of the most talented people you could possibly imagine. They're creative. They ad-lib a lot, which is kind of a disaster sometimes to the directors, but their ad-libs are always appropriate and they're always funny.
All right. And so maybe you want to come twice because it might be a different performance on Saturday and Sunday.
It could very well be.
So, Sue, give us a little bit of the storyline here. What are we going to? You say it's an Italian theme, so I'm guessing might relate to the content.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
We had approved this menu when we had another play in mind, and then we had to change plays at the last minute. So, the Italian theme we decided was good enough. We'd leave it go for the dinner.
All right.
But our play's main theme centers around a character named Clara Panowski, who is an 83-year-old spirit-filled delight, and she is trying to liven up the lives of the other people in the residence of Happy Hollow Nursing Home.
Mm.
And one of her big things is a Wednesday night pizza poker party. And the residents just love doing it, but it's a real difficult time for the administrator, who is a very straight-laced, play-by-the-book, don't go off task anywhere, and just really keep it to the book.
All right. I'm smiling already. I'm just envisioning there's so many opportunities for things to happen here when you've got those kind of relationships going.
Definitely.
All right. Do you want to talk about who the characters are? Who plays the characters?
Clara Panowski is played by Betty Smith, who is a very talented actress. Her character is a retired teacher, as is Betty. And she's hails from Irwin, and she has been in a couple of our dinner theaters, and she's just a fantastic actress. Her roommate is played by Tana Bowman, and Tana is hilarious. She is a very forgetful character, and her confusion leads to a lot of funny stances on her part. Then we have two gentlemen who live at the nursing home who love to come and play poker. And they are Mr. Dobbins, who is played by Aaron Broom, and Joe, who is played by Bob Sorensen. And we have the administrator, who is Laura Shannon from Manning. And there's an aide who is a fantastic friend to these two elderly ladies who room together, and that is played by Laura Granger. Then we also have a policeman who is very, very annoyed that he has to come and break up this poker party in a nursing home. And that's played by Phil Menino.
All right. You know, one of the fun things I think about theater is many of the people who are coming are going to know these people in real life, and then they see them transform themselves into these characters and get into the storyline. That's being a good actor, right, when you can get transformed into that character.
Definitely. And, of course, it's fun to play somebody you really aren't like in real life.
Uh-huh.
And that makes it even more fun for the actors and actresses because they are playing a part.
Okay, now all of these folks are volunteers.
Definitely.
But you have many other volunteers, I'm sure, to make all of this happen.
We have a huge backstage crew because we have to build our set from scratch out at the Agra Hall, and that requires Saturday in the blizzard. We had a lot of people who came and carried set pieces and furniture and lighting and sound equipment and everything else that needed to be set up, and we have our stage pretty well set now. And it's just a wonderful piece. It's just a lot of hard work.
What about makeup and costumes?
We have those people who are working for us, too. We tried makeup last night for the first night, and trying to make Aaron Brune, who is in his middle 20s, into an 80-year-old gentleman has been a real challenge. But he looks the part.
Maybe that person should get an Academy Award.
We're already considering that, yes, for all 8 of our actors, because they're all fantastic.
Oh, wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about country players. You said at the beginning this is your 30-something dinner theater?
30-something year. I'm not sure exactly how many years it is.
Wow.
But I know it's been around ever since I've been in Audubon, and I've been in Audubon for 35 years. So
all right.
I know it's been going that long.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. In many small communities, theaters come, theaters go. So to be there for that many years is a big accomplishment.
We are one of the longest running community theaters in the state of Iowa.
I can believe that. So why do you think that's so, Sue?
It's a bunch of nuts who are on the board. It's a bunch of nuts who enjoy being on stage and doing these things. And it's also a bunch of nuts who are willing to give up their time to be the tech people and the makeup people and the sound people and all those activities that it takes to make a successful dinner theater.
Now, this is happening March 8th and 9th. When did the planning start for this production?
About July. Mm-hmm. We had tryouts in mid-December, and we started rehearsals in January.
How do you recruit the actors and all of the volunteers? You mentioned Irwin and Manning. This isn't just an Audubon or an Audubon County activity necessarily.
No, definitely it's not. And we have certain people that usually show up for tryouts, and then the directors get busy on the phone and call people and say, would you like to be in a play? And it's amazing how many people we call that say that.
Yes, and one of the things that's so important is that people who want to be in the play are going to come to practice and be there, learn their lines, and it's
yes.
a big commitment.
It's a dedication situation, definitely,
all
because
right.
it does take a lot of hours to learn lines.
Sue, how did you get interested in theater?
I've been active in theater ever since I was in high school, which is, I'd hate to say how many years ago, and so I won't.
All right.
But it's been a lifelong delight, and I have great faith in being in theater because it helps you get along with people in real life, which sounds rather stupid when you're playing a character that is not you. But you learn to talk to people, you learn to interact in all kinds of public situations that you wouldn't have otherwise.
And
I work very closely with the junior children's theater, and a lot of our children's theater kids are now high school and graduates, and they come back and are part of our cast.
All right. You instill that love in them of performing and being a part of this whole
yes.
group.
It is delightful to see these young people grow into fantastic actors and actresses later on as an adult. Now, not just in our community, but they come back and tell me, oh, I was in the play in college, I was in the play in our community, and it's really been a lot of things that have been positive for these young people.
And when do you work on the children's theater?
That's a summer project. We perform at the public library for one performance, and then we're out at the county fair for one performance in the evening.
And what age children usually get involved with that?
This year we're concentrating on second grade through seventh grade, and I already have 23 young people signed up
wow.
to do that this summer.
All right. You
so
do have
great.
To plan. You have to pick that out. You have to plan ahead to get all of this together.
Yes, we're already working on it.
All right. So, Sue, remind us, time, place, price, for these performances?
Okay. You need to call Sharon Winnebore for reservations and tickets, which are $20, and you can't go to the city and see even a play without the dinner for $20.
That's right.
Plus your travel time and the money for gas.
They're more like $60, $80, and $100,
right.
so 20
right.
bucks is
and
a big
no
bargain.
And there's no such thing as a bad seat in
all right.
Audubon County Country Players Dinner Theaters. Sharon Winnebore's number is area code 712-563- 2541.
And you'll find Winterbores in the Audubon section of the phone book if you don't write that number. Okay.
Right.
So get your ticket reserved and then show up. What are our choices again?
Saturday night for evening performance and Sunday for an afternoon performance.
Okay. And suggested time on Saturday is 6 and suggested time on Sunday is 11:30.
Right.
And can you get tickets at the door or, you know, you've got food involved. You really need to have your reservation.
We have to have reservations so our caterer knows approximately how many people we're feeding.
All right. Sounds like fun. And we want to thank you very much, Sue Barnes, for visiting with us this morning and bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Yvonne, for calling me.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought. Use all your senses and be open to the energy that surrounds you.